And welcome back. This is the Union Edge Labor's Talk Radio. Nathan Ruggles here with you today. And our thanks are going out to the PSEA as well as AFGE for supporting this program, keeping us on the air here at the Union Edge. So on the line, we have from the Kentucky Labor Council, Barry Craig, here with us each and every week. Barry, are you with us?
Yes. Glad to be back.
Oh, glad to have you on, Barry, as always. So I guess you're out and about down there in Kentucky, correct?
I am. I'm in Paducah, Kentucky. There is a group of folks that are going to greet Senator Mitch McConnell when he comes to speak in the local Rotary Club. They're keeping the group away from the senator, but they're here to protest Trump Care or Trump McConnell Care. And I've got a couple of folks here who are involved in this heavily that would really enjoy talking with you something about it.
Okay, Barry, where are you at again? You cut out for a moment there.
I'm in Paducah, Kentucky.
Paducah, all right.
In the extreme western part of the state.
Okay.
McConnell is making a swing down in here in the deep western Kentucky. He's here in Paducah, and these folks have come out on with rain threatening, thunderstorm threatening, but they've come out. The rain has not dampened their enthusiasm.
Oh, very good.
And I said I got a couple I'd like to talk to you.
All right.
Starting with Jennifer Smith, who is active with the local Indivisible group, Four Rivers Indivisible. So I'm going to let Jennifer talk to you for a few minutes.
Okay.
Here she is.
Jennifer, this is Nathan Ruggles with the Union Edge, Labor's Talk Radio. Are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Jennifer, well, thanks for coming on. And you're with the Indivisible, I guess, chapter down there.
Yes, correct. Four Rivers.
Fort Rivers, okay. So you're there to, I guess, welcome Mitch McConnell to this Rotary Club meeting he's attending there in Paducah. So tell me, why are you out there today?
I'm a two-time breast cancer survivor. So access to health care, my life depends on it. I was first diagnosed in 2005, diagnosed again in 2015. I have tried to advocate for health care with Mr. McConnell for many years.
Okay. So what have you been, you said for a few years now, what all have you been doing down there? Is this all been part of the Indivisible group in the past or with other groups? Or
well,
are you flying solo as far as
the work you're
doing?
In 2009, mm-hmm. I participated with a group advocating for single payer, the
okay.
HB 676. We traveled to Washington, D.C. with 55 of our Kentucky constituents with a petition for 6,000 signatures from Kentucky residents asking for health care reform. And Mr. McConnell refused at that time to meet with us, even though we had a scheduled appointment.
And
all
when
the
was
other
this?
Representatives in Kentucky did meet with their constituents.
When was this? What year? Or how long?
That was 2009.
It was 2009
so that was the
as
beginning
well.
Of my relationship advocating for health care with Mr. McConnell.
Okay, and since then you've been hounding him, it sounds like, on this issue.
Pardon?
And you, since
I've,
you've
got,
been,
a lot of, I've
you've
got, been, got a lot of noise in the background, sorry.
Yeah, you've been hounding him on this issue for some time,
yes,
it sounds
yes.
like.
Yes, emails, phone calls.
Okay.
He does not have, he's in Invisible senator. He doesn't have town halls for the average constituent to attend. He meets with the for-profit healthcare people, the hospitals, etc. So for the average citizen like myself, it's almost impossible to have a meeting with Mr. McConnell.
And so out there today, you're with the Indivisible group. How many folks are out there with you?
We're not starting for another half hour right now.
Okay.
There are 30 here. We have been informed by the police that anything over 25, we are in violation. I'm not sure if that is because of Mr. McConnell. Or
violation of?
In terms of having a public protest without a permit. We had been told that 50 and under was okay, but now we've been told we have to limit it to 25.
Okay, well, the last time I checked, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights specifically, has this thing called freedom of assembly. If you're in a public place, I don't think the Constitution says you can have only 25 people gathered.
I think Mr. McConnell takes exception to that based on what we saw a couple weeks ago with people on Medicaid being called out, physically injured. My right to freedom of speech does not concern him.
Okay. Well, and is there any particular what stands out to you as a concern with the current legislation that Republicans have proposed in Congress as far as health care?
The CBO report, the 22 million people losing their health care, the option for states to opt out, so therefore in all probability, particularly living in Kentucky, people with pre-existing conditions like myself are at extreme risk, and also with two diagnoses of breast cancer and the treatment, I am well over the lifetime limit that was in place before Obamacare.
Okay.
So it's a big deal to me.
So you're concerned that lifetime limit, and just so people understand that, you know, the total amount of money that the insurance company is paying out to provide your health care, previous, it had a cap. It can go over a certain amount.
Yes.
You're concerned that they may reinstitute some sort of cap on your health care as well as others.
Yes, and we have gone through all of our savings. I've gone through my husband's 401k. Because even with health insurance, with the out-of-pocket and the deductibles over the years, it all adds up.
Okay.
So when they say, oh, you're going to have access to health care, well, you also have access to go out and buy a Mercedes. But if you can't afford it, you can't access it.
Yes, we have all that access to a Mercedes dealer. Now, whether we can actually drive off of the lot with one of those is an entirely different story.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Jennifer, thank you. I want to make sure this is excellent information you're giving us here, hearing about what you're doing out there. Barry mentioned you have someone else standing by as well. Is that correct?
Yes. Okay. I'm going to hand the phone back over to Barry because I'm not sure who it is.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay. How much time do we have?
Oh, we got about 4 minutes. Barry, you had someone else possibly lined up. Is that correct?
I've got 4 minutes. Here is Aaron Bug. Aaron was a delegate to the Democratic National Committee, National Convention. Bernie Sanders, and Aaron, I know you're a man of few words, but you've got 4 minutes, so that should fit you just about right.
Hey, how's it going?
Aaron, thanks for coming on. This is Nathan Ruggles with Union Edge Labor's Talk Radio. Thanks for being on the program today.
Well, thanks for having me.
Very good. Well, Aaron, you don't feel obligated to fill this last 4 minutes if you're a man of few words, but you can have as much of it as we have here. So you were a supporter of Bernie Sanders for president, is that correct?
I was. Some friends and I actually started a local do-it-yourself grassroots campaign for Bernie whenever he announced his candidacy in 2015 in my town of Paducah, Kentucky.
And certainly health care was near the top of the agenda for their Bernie Sanders campaign when he was running. Was that part of your decision to support him?
Yeah, just one of many. I had been a follower and a fan of his for a couple of years, and whenever he teased throwing in his hat for the race, I thought, no way, that's too good to be true. And then whenever he did it, I thought, man, I've got to do something to help this guy. That's a once-in-a-lifetime thing.
I understand that myself. So in terms of why you're out there as a member of the Democratic Party, it sounds like, and a Bernie Sanders supporter, what brings you out there today on this issue of health care?
Well, there are plenty of people that oppose this new bill. It's going to kick, according to the CBO, 22 million people off insurance. And we got to start getting loud and getting public about it and informing people of what's about to happen if we don't stand up and fight against it. And there's no sense in us being the only industrialized country that isn't covered by universal health care. There's no sense for us to take one step forward with Obamacare and then two steps back with this McConnell care. You improve on things. You don't detract from them. It's crazy.
So just to be clear, too, for that CBO, we're talking about the Congressional Budget Office, right? It's that nonpartisan office within Congress that comes out with their analysis of legislation that comes through in terms of its costs and results. And yes, that $22 million individuals thrown off of healthcare is what we've been hearing a lot of. So you're out there bringing attention to this issue, and you're saying we want to improve things, not just step back. And what What are your biggest concerns otherwise about this to the people of Kentucky? I know that you have your own healthcare exchange down there. I know that Medicaid expansion, I believe, came to Kentucky. Is that correct?
Right. Our governor did choose to expand on Medicaid, and it was known as a successful program. And I do know that our state will be hit pretty hard by this new healthcare bill.
Yeah, my understanding is that fairly high percentage, relatively speaking, of Kentucky residents have some sort of connection to Medicaid or dependent on it for one reason or another. And in terms of yourself, Aaron, in terms of your health care, are you concerned about how it might impact you personally?
Absolutely. If I am lucky to be covered by my parents' insurance, thanks to the rule from Obamacare, where I could be covered by them until I'm 26, because my job can't afford to give us all health care as much as they'd love to. So I get very good insurance for a good price because of that rule, and luckily that will stay the same even with this new McConnell care. But, you know, I'm coming up on 26 in a year, and I'm applying for work that will have insurance. But if I ever, you know, get hurt, go on disability, you know, these safety nets are here for a reason. It is still scary to me to know that if something happens to me and I lose my job, that without it, I might not get good coverage. I might not get any coverage at all.
And unfortunately, that is not an uncommon fear. I mean, that it was with the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare that federally that 26-year-old and under being able to be on your parents' health care became in effect for the entire country. It sounds like you're pretty confident that it would remain in Kentucky, though I know for some states that they could roll that back if they wanted to. But yeah, you're going to need a good job and a job that actually provides health care. That certainly is a concern. And thank you for sharing that with us, Aaron. Appreciate you being on the air with us. If you could hand us back to Barry.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Well, I hope that was enlightening to our listeners out there in radio land.
Absolutely. Barry, thank
I'm
you so much.
You know, that's what they used to say when I was a kid. I'm 67 on the radio. Radio land.
That's right. Oh, wait, it's still radio land. It will always be radio land as far as we're concerned here at the Union Edge Labor Stock Radio. So, Barry Craig at the Kentucky Labor Council, thank you for bringing us news from right there on the ground in Paducah, Kentucky, where we have residents there out there protesting, expressing their concerns to Mitch McConnell, who will be speaking there. Thanks for coming on, Barry.
Thank you.
And you're listening to the Labor Edge, Labor's Talk Radio, excuse me, Union Edge, Labor's Talk Radio. And I can talk today. This is Nathan Ruggles here with you. We'll be right back.